Well, very busy morning indeed. President Trump has coronavirus. We don't know the extent of the illness. How ill is he? We'll find out more, I'm sure, over the course of the day. But this kind of uncertainty is not what the stock market likes. Joining us right now, the editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning, and you're absolutely right. Investors hate uncertainty, and we've been dealing with it for the last 6 or 7 months. But investors have chosen to stick with risk and buy stocks, by and large. So that's why you're seeing the market, back near its levels pre-pandemic. That said, we've never seen a dynamic like this where we're, 5 weeks out from an election. The sitting president has a virus that could be deadly. He's quarantined in the White House. The election's uncertain. The economy, the recovery is uncertain. That's why you're seeing sectors and stocks tied to the economic recovery being severely punished early this morning. Oil prices are lower, so everything is brought into question. At a time where it was already going to be volatile, we've just added an extra dose of volatility into it.
Absolutely, and you wonder sometimes how much can the market bear, and yet, really, if you look at the year on the whole, as you said, investors are still investing.
Yes, they are, by and large. And individual retail investors, you and me and your listeners, have been very active in the stock market lately, and if they've hung in from the lows in March till now, they've been okay. Those that have invested in the big technology stocks have done even better. That said, this was all predicated on the fact that there will be an economic recovery at some point, whether it's early next year or later into 2021. That's what investors were betting on. This just brings that into question now that the virus has made its way into the Oval Office and the recovery is in jeopardy even more than we already thought it was. We were going to get a jobs report out here in about 15, 20 minutes. The last one before the election that was going to show a slight job gains across America, but we still have somewhere upwards 8 to 9% unemployment rate across the country, and even worse in some income groups.
Yeah, absolutely. Your crystal ball is about as good as mine or anybody else's, Caleb. But what do you expect from today on the markets?
I expect the markets to be under a lot of pressure today because of this uncertainty. That said, we have had nothing like this in the past. But if you want to look back to where President Reagan's attempted assassination, we actually closed the stock market that afternoon. Stocks rose 7% in the 3 or 4 days after. But there's nothing like this. We've never seen this before. Talk about an unprecedented year. This is just the latest chapter in a very unprecedented year that brings uncertainty into the investing arena in a big way.
So what does that mean to the average investor? I mean, the person that's just putting money away for retirement.
The average investor, he's got to stick with his or her plan, because over the course of time, the stock market returns between 5 and 7% a year on average, going all the way back until 1950. So there are plenty of walls of worry to climb, and we've been through a lot already this year. Stick with your plan. Markets revert to the mean. They've been at extremes all year. Stick with your plan. It's not a day to sell out of your stocks because the president has COVID-19. I wouldn't do that at all. I would just stick with your plan. Hold back. If you're feeling fearful and you don't want to put more money in the market, wait a little bit and see how this shakes out.
You mentioned, Caleb, that jobs report due out today. How important is that in the overall scheme of things? It's the last one before Election Day. That carries a lot of weight, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It has significant importance because we have had a pretty good economic recovery, except for the labor market. We've seen about half the jobs that were cut in March and April have been hired back, but we're seeing a very sluggish recovery in the services sector, in retail, in hotels, restaurants, leisure and hospitality businesses. Those businesses are severely damaged going forward, but we have not seen a robust jobs market for people that lost their jobs or are trying to get into a new job. So this is going to be very important, but it's been overshadowed by this news out of the White House.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. Caleb, appreciate your joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Of course.
Bye now.